Good evening. Thank you for joining us for Health Talks on Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Regent. I'm your host for the rest of the night, Diamond. Recreational therapy, also known as therapeutical recreation, is a systematic process that utilizes recreation and other activity-based interventions to address the assessed needs of individuals with illnesses and or disabling conditions as a means to psychological and physical health recovery and well-being. Furthermore, recreational therapy means a treatment service designated to restore, remediate, and rehabilitate a person's level of functioning and independence in life activities, to promote health and wellness, as well as reduce or eliminate the limitations and restrictions of participation in life situations caused by an illness or a disabling condition. So let's continue today's discussion about therapeutic recreation with our wonderful panelists. Welcome, you guys.
Welcome.
Hey. It seems like you guys are in a good...
Hey there, hi. Because I'm getting a new house, yo. Across the street.
So you guys, what recreational activities did you use to play to feel better when you were younger?
I played...
Recreational?
Basketball,
activities?
Soccer, hockey... football. Honestly,
so we got an athlete in the house.
Yeah, like every sport, and those are at that age, like, you get to explore, right? Like, first of all, I never would have considered picking up one of those little plastic hockey sticks in my life, but after seeing the kids play it, and then you play it, you notice it's just as fun as your main favorite sport. So yeah, I literally played a little bit of everything.
Well, basically me, I'm more on the creative side. So basically I grew up like singing, acting, yeah, just creative things like arts.
But what I used to do, I was like you, I did a lot of art and drawing to this day.
Yeah,
I still
like,
do that.
I grew up being a shy kid and I was always so like scared to say the wrong things.
Yeah.
Because my mom and dad are just like saying, oh, she's just shy. They normally talk for me and I'm just like...
I was shy like that too. I was pretty quiet until I get comfortable. Then that's like, you know,
you're out of your shell.
But
right?
A lot, what I did a lot during elementary school and now, I play a lot of soccer. So like when it's every single recess, it'd be me and my group just playing soccer every single day.
Yeah, I actually
soccer.
Even though I don't like watching some sports, but I do enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I do, like, working out and stuff like that because I'm pretty much of an energy ball. Mm-hmm. And every time I go to the gym, my dad would complain, you need to rest. You need to rest. And I'm like, okay, bye, Dad. I'm going home across the street.
So, Judy, what did you do when you were little?
I wasn't really, like, a super active kid. Maybe I, like, skipped and jumped rope. But you know what? I did learn to bike when I was 18. That was something I... love doing. It was just the thrill of just having that freedom, the wind blowing on you and stuff, and the thrill of death as the cars drove by.
To this day, I don't understand. Like, I have this fear about, like, driving on the road, and you see, like, cyclists do that, and it doesn't even matter if, like, Sherburne has, like, the cycle path. Like,
I
don't trust anyone.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
I've been hit by cars in the cycle path.
Wow. I've been hit by a car, too. Like, there was actually someone, they were, like, going back. It was, like, when I was little. I was like, walking, like, to my side, and then it was back. This person was backing out. She did not see me, and she nearly hit my stomach.
Oh, wow.
Through the ribs.
Oh. I've never had, like, a super injurious, like, attack by a car or anything. I just, like, fell off balance or something.
Mm-hmm.
I did have this one guy. He was, like, a very nervous driver. I think it was, like, his first time or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, and then he, like, he was probably a new driver, so he was super nervous, and he hit me. I was, like, I saw him coming out of the driveway, like, the parked car thing, and I saw him, and I was like, when is this idiot gonna see me biking, right? And so I was playing a game of chicken. I knew he was coming, but I was like, I have the right way, right? And but he hit me, and then, like, I just fell off. It was like a ding, right?
Yeah.
And he was, like, freaking out. He's like, oh my god, do you need to go to the hospital? I was like, maybe.
Yeah, and also the time when I was, like, on a TTC bus, this lady driver, I have no idea, but she did not know how to drive. She was so close to the side of the bus that her, you know, the rear view mirror on the right?
Mm-hmm.
She literally crashed it, like, against the side of the TTC bus.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, like, an accident, and then the TTC driver is like pretty upset, like mad, because like it's also she damaged her car at the right side of the it came off.
Well, what about you, Diamond? What's your recreational therapy?
Well, right now I draw a lot.
Yeah.
What do you draw?
Well, lately I just went through
anime.
Her feeling. You know, I used to draw a lot of anime, but now I don't. It's like excelled. Like you can like it changed. I've evolved. That's what
when
it
I get
is.
My good for that. Yeah. When I get my what you call it? When I get my house, you better draw me something so I can remember you.
Well, next time I come, I'll bring my book. Like
that's
last
great.
Time,
and I need decorations.
But like recently, I went through like one of my best friends died recently, and I just went to her funeral on Friday. So I started like drawing a lot after that. Uh-huh. So like there's something I drew of her, and then there's like basically how I feel during that day. That's what I draw. Mm.
You know what makes me curious? Why is it that we tend to gravitate towards certain activities? To like, I feel like for you, drawing was an outlet, right? Yeah. Because of the timing, the circumstance, and the fact that you were drawing so much. Like, what is it that draws us to certain activities, and why is that a release for us and not for others?
That's true. That's also a question that I think about a lot. But I feel like it's kind of like what you're exposed to. Because I've been drawing a lot since like my childhood. And it had to do with like a lot of the cartoons that I watch. Like I was saying, like, yeah, I used to watch a lot of anime with my dad and my brother. So I'm just like, you know what? Let's try this out. Mm. So I would try it. And I also have like friends who are pretty artistic, and I took a bunch of like courses that are like art related or like drama, musical. So it all depends on your personality, I think, and what you're exposed to. So why is recreation so important? What are the benefits of unstructured play, and how can it help us to
heal? Actually, you know, it's when you do it, you learn more about yourself and who you truly are, like your strength and your weakness and your interests, and that way when you feel like you're bored, meaning you have forgotten your dreams, if you're bored you're forgetting your dreams, you have to do something like distract yourself, like get a new hobby, like fashion designing or fishing, something.
I used to do that a lot too, like fashion designing.
I'm actually starting my own clothing line, and oh my gosh, it's so sick.
Girl, come over my house.
Yes, I will. I will like trash your clothes and make it look sick.
So much.
I would say it's important because it can help you. It can help you forget about certain things that are happening in your life, whether it's something that happened yesterday, last month, or whatever the case is. And, I mean, and you're a kid, right? You need to be
active.
It's not even about staying in shape because you're like, a kid. It's just about, like, being active.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, if you guys aren't active, your child's going to, like, be depressed. They're going to end up with sick kids or hospital sick. And they're also going to be lost. They're going to be, like, losing hope because you'll never know, right?
But it's also just the fact that, like, you're repressing them from a very natural stage of their life, which is their childhood, you know? You impose all these rules and you're like, oh, don't yell too much.
You have to push your child to try something new.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, don't do this, don't do that. That's not like helping them at all.
Right.
They need to be exposed to new things.
I know with my nephew, I know he loves me. I'm his favorite. For sure. No question.
Self-advertising.
Yeah, because you spoil him.
No, it's not because I spoil him. It's because I allow him to express himself. You know, I think his parents, like, nothing wrong with them. Like, that's just...
It's kind of, like, controlling.
I think they're just they're just a little fearful that, like, who he's going to turn up to. Like, they already are looking towards, like, 30 years from now, projecting that. And they're projecting those expectations to now. And, like, they're not seeing that this kid needs to be a kid right now. Yeah, so they're always like, oh, like, did you practice alphabets? Did you practice your numbers and stuff? Which is great, right? But I think he likes me so much because we just dance and sometimes and we just speak gibberish. And that's what he needs, right? That's what he wants, right?
Really adorable.
And that's why he's, like, so relaxed. And, like, sometimes he'll tell me secrets and stuff, you know? And that's because, you know, you're allowing him to be...
Of course.
Yeah, and you're allowing the kid to be who they are meant to be in that stage of life, right?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't like, there's nothing wrong with being a child, but...
He's not a robot.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a child,
just,
but...
They just gotta give them the freedom to, like, do whatever they want. Like, mm-hmm. as long as it's just a positive thing instead of a negative. Because, mm-hmm. like, some people would, like... I still know that there's this young girl. She's in high school. She's an alcoholic. And I'm like, why do you drink? And she's like, because I don't have friends. It's like, she's, like, saying, like, oh, I don't have friends or anything. And then I'm like... Oh, you don't need to drink to be happy. All you need is good friends and, you know, just stay positive. And then she's like, I don't have any good friends. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be a good friend to you. I'll be mm-hmm. your good friend. And then she was so happy.
Mm-hmm. Like Julie was saying before, I think unstructured play is kind of like connected to that, where there doesn't always have to be a certain goal that people are pushing towards. Right. Sometimes just doing
it's
it
just the lack
do
of
it.
Attention mm-hmm. everyone needs.
Yeah, so.
Like, my nephew always wants to play a dance. And he's not, like, a super, like, he's not, like, oh, let's practice our break dancing, you know? Yeah. He just wants to move his body, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's the whole point of unstructured play. It's just yeah. to learn your own limitations, learn to learn your strengths and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what unstructured play does. It allows you a space to explore.
Yeah. So in our hectic modern lives, many of us focus so heavily on work and family commitments that we never seem to have time for pure fun. Somewhere between childhood and adulthood, we've stopped playing. So why do you guys think adults dismiss the benefits of leisure play?
Because they're boring.
All right. What was the question?
So why do you think adults dismiss leisure play? Like, oh, why is it only
they probably
kids?
Think it's just a waste of time.
Mm. Right.
They're it's always like, work.
Oh, man. These bills are coming. Like, oh, man.
Oh, no. I gotta work. Oh, no. I'm stressed out. Oh, no. I'm growing old.
I do, for sure, empathize as an adult right now, right, mm-hmm. with my own social obligations, financial obligations. Yeah, it's definitely something that you need to focus on, like, your responsibilities in life. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, play, I think people forget how important it is because they're like, oh, well, I already graduated from that stage of life, you know. I don't need to play because I'm not a kid anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're in your body, you know, and you're having this human experience, so why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, sometimes, like, there was this one time in high school I was super stressed out from exams. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I threw all
can't
my
do bu- it!
I threw all my books down, and then I like
you just quit, right?
I ran to the playground, and I just like started playing on the swings, like yeah. aggressively, like in defiance.
It's
you
much
know?
Funner. Like yeah. if you're not having fun in your life, then what's the point of living?
And I was like trying. I was just like, I enjoy the wind through my hair so much, and it actually helped because I was hilarious. Just like getting out my aggression yeah. in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. That's actually really funny. I could just imagine.
Yeah. My so tiny good. Legs.
But, yeah, the same like you said, Beverly. A lot of people that I know feel like it's just a waste of time. But, like, being, like, having parents, what I see
it's
with
like
kids.
It's like they're taking your freedom away from you because, like, they want you to act a certain way. But you're just mm-hmm. like, you know what? I know what I'm doing. I just want to be free. So just please leave me alone. I mean, I love you and respect you. Just... let me be free.
Mm-hmm. But, like, what I see with a lot of adults that have, like, kids, and then when they, like, interact with their playtime, you can see that
they're so happy.
They are. Like, when I see my parents, when we just, like, because there's five of us, right?
Yeah.
And then when I just, like, you see them play soccer with us when they come outside and you see them, dance, and you're
hope.
Just, like, yeah. And I'm just, like, oh, my gosh. When's the last time I saw you actually run, for a ball, like, legit? And then you see them that they change. Like, their mood changed.
Exactly.
They just become
they're
so
a lot
happy.
Happier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, honestly, if you torture your kid, they're really going to end up in the hospital really mm-hmm. depressed. Because that's what exactly happened to me. I felt like my parents were taking away my freedom because I was very shy and they always tell me what to do and I always have to obey.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the depression started.
Mm.
And the kids were like not even helping out because there's that tough boy that always bullies everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Literally brought me down.
So play is one of the most effective tools for keeping relationships fresh and exciting. Playing together brings joy and resilience for relationships. What aspects of play do you think helps develop social skills?
Oh, like team sports.
Travis, talk.
Yeah, I would say Yeah, team sports for sure, because like, you know, one way you could get a group of people to come together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, let's say just everybody has a goal they're trying to achieve. And mm-hmm. let's just say at the moment, it's just not working out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there's certain people you try to contact to vent about it. And let's mm-hmm. say you can't get a hold of them. You might have that one strong friend that can get a hold of everybody
mm-hmm.
and say, you know, let's all get together and go to the YMCA or something and run a soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, after, you know, maybe minutes or hours into the game, then one by one, everybody could vent out what they're going through and pass on
mm-hmm.
advice to yeah. their next friend and enjoy that game at the same time. And then by the time, like, that game's done, like, you know, you guys want to do it mm-hmm. again. And that's just, like, socially, like, it's healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you just need that kind of break.
Yeah. Oh, like, when we were talking last Thursday about the Gridiron Gang movie, I mm-hmm. feel like that's a excellent example.
Right. Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. yeah. It's just like how, yeah, because it forces them to actually work together.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, you know, they just get tough lives and they're just like, oh, I hate everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to my ex. Like, literally, he's so bitter. Like, he had so much hate in his heart. Like, he never realized the positive side. That's why our relationship didn't work out, because he was so negative all the time. It dragged me down. And, like, you know what? I can't take this more.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Exactly.
But when it comes to teamwork and positive building, I think sometimes sports forces people be together.
You guys mm-hmm. need to be a team, right?
And it kind of reconnects people to their humanity after, like, they face, like, hardships that make them feel more inclined to let go of human interaction in mm-hmm. a positive and healthy way.
Yeah, like communication.
Yeah, that's very cooperation, important. And the
like
lack
that.
Of understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it gets everybody or certain people to open up, which is probably something that they
difficult,
don't
but
like to
least,
do.
Yeah, at least, well, it's difficult to do, but at least they know how you feel. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't tell anyone, how are they supposed to help you?
Mm. So recreation and leisure may seem to describe time spent doing nothing of importance to some, but allied healthcare professionals will quickly tell you that recreation and leisure are essential to good health, not just physical, but mental health as well. What aspects of mental health are positively affected by therapeutic recreation?
Dogs, animals.
Yes, that's true.
I love animals. I can't say no to them.
So what aspects of mental health are positively affected by therapeutic recreation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of studies have correlated that when you are more physically active, it eases symptoms of depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true, right? Depression is like, yes, it's a mental health concern,
yeah.
but it's because, like, because body, mind, right. and soul is connected to everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think when you work your body, you're kind of working your mind too in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, like, the animals know. They know when something's wrong. They mm-hmm. do their best just to, you know, cheer you up.
Because
mm-hmm. they don't like seeing you sad.
Like, when you mentioned dogs, I mainly thought of a case study that I was reading about how
therapy
I
dogs?
Used to have a dog.
Yeah, universities
yeah.
have, like, therapy dogs.
Yeah, I had in my college, there was, a therapy dog. Like, it's not really, like, a high degree kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't train the dog to be anything. It just has to have a really happy disposition and
mm-hmm.
welcome, like, petting and companionship. But, yeah, I've heard that it does help because it's just, like, the friendliness, you know? Like, when you have a cool friend that comes into the room and you're like, oh, it's time to party now, you know? It's like, you know, that Jennifer Lawrence type of friend. You're just like, ah, ha, 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 that girl.
So what are some examples of therapeutic recreation interventions?
What do you mean by interventions?
So I'll give you examples. So
when I hear the word intervention, it sounds like that time I went on the swing aggressively.
Yeah, like that. So, like, when I think of therapeutic recreational interventions, I think of, like, when I do drama, or, like, in high school, you used to
yeah,
do, like,
I love acting.
Drama. Yeah, so, like, drama
that's
clubs
how,
and things like that.
That's how, like, I beat my shyness went through acting,
really?
Actually. Yeah, in high school, I used to be in this play, The Wizard of Oz. I was a munchkin.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out, like, oh, this is, like, a dream. I loved doing this. Mm-hmm. So I just continued, and I'm just so blessed to be here in Focus because, like, that's part of my acting. That's part of who I am. Mm-hmm. I love to act and make people laugh. Yeah, what were you saying?
What I was saying about... Oh, drama. Like, I was saying...
Drama, right?
I did the same
Not
thing.
Not the drama fighting one,
no,
but
like,
the drama, like
drama acting
fun,
and things like that.
Laugh with each other thing. Yeah.
For me, when I was younger, I was really shy like you, right? Mm-hmm. And it was because of, you can count this as a trauma. It's not big, like getting into car accidents.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when you're bullied, that can
obviously
be a trauma.
It brings you down.
Yeah. So like,
normally they would say, be a star, not a bully. Like, mm-hmm. honestly.
Like, cause I'm a pretty big boned person.
Yeah.
So when I was little, like I would always get big, like, bullied
picked
for things.
For no
yeah.
reason.
So
just
I was just like constantly shy. And that's why like people are surprised that I do like radio and things like mm-hmm. that. And they're like, oh, Diamond, you're
growing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You're becoming like a more matured woman
as you
become positive. So, and Travis here is just so quiet, saying, "What are these girls saying?"
He's having a contemplative day.
But like, so my mom used to make me go to. Actually, I was in K Club, and I was still quiet. Like I was just really
K
quiet.
Club?
Yeah, you know Kiwanis Boys and Girls Club.
Uh-huh.
K Kiwanis. Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we.
That's what
we call
kind of-
K Club.
What club?
K Club. But like, and I knew a lot of people because it was just people from the community.
Yeah,
right? So I knew them, but I was pretty quiet. And my mom trying to like. You know,
you just have to find the right people to talk to.
I did. And I ended up doing public speaking.
Exactly. It can be so powerful when, you know, you find someone that understands
you. It is.
You.
So, like, that was...
be, like, your supporter. It's like having a good boyfriend, girlfriend.
So that was one of my, you know, recreational, you know, interventions that I did. I also did, like, performing arts camp and things
during
the
summer. Oh, yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so I
was
got, like...
the whole summer?
The whole summer.
Wow.
YMCA the whole summer.
Wow. Sounds fun.
But was it the one like here or like where you go to like...
No. Okay. I did a lot of things as a kid. So from the whole summer, it was a whole summer activity. So it's mm-hmm. like an art, a performing arts. So we practiced like... At the end of the year, at the end of the summer, you were supposed to do a huge production, right? So we practiced like dancing and acting and public speaking and all that stuff. So I got more comfortable, you know, expressing myself and talking out. But the funny thing is, I never was in that actual like production at the end because mm-hmm. the last week of August, I actually went to a Christian camp, which was in Muskoka.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So where was the
I'm a Christian,
one?
You it know, was... it's really a lot of fun. And they say Christians don't know how to have fun.
Exactly.
It's stereotypical. Like, they're like, oh, they're so giddy touching.
But to answer Travis' question, it was up by Wellesley. You know, YMCA over there. So that's all the time we have for our show. Thank you so much to our guest panel for joining us. Come back next week at the same time and place for another edition of Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Region. Stay tuned because coming up next is Murphy Brown, which you don't want to miss right after our musical break. They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and on me. Yeah.